Information news. Allied forces in France are pushing inland at many points after clearing dazed Nazi soldiers from the beaches of Normandy. Despite stormy weather, reinforcements continue to stream across the channel. A late German Transocean news agency broadcast claims that fierce German counterattacks have been launched east of Cherbourg. The Nazi agency asserts that shortly after midnight, strong Nazi bomber formations attacked Allied warships and landing craft off the Bay of the Seine and north of Le Havre. There has been no Allied confirmation of these enemy claims. Also, the enemy agency admits that the Allies have made further landings at the mouth of the Orne River under cover of naval artillery fire. Dispatches have reached Allied headquarters indicating that General Sir Bernard Montgomery's troops have cut the Paris-Cherbourg railway at Caen. However, there has been no official announcement of such operation. The German high command still insists that no Allied forces have penetrated Caen. Here's a bulletin aboard an American headquarters ship at the Cherbourg Peninsula. American parachutists have the village of Saint-Martin de Barbille, known to be a German strong point, commanding much of the beaches. Saint-Martin is 3 to 4 miles east of the coast on the main road up the peninsula between Charcot and Boulogne. Prime Minister Winston Churchill, in announcing that the invasion was proceeding satisfactorily, has disclosed that Allied troops were fighting in Caen. And from that town, 9 miles inland on the River Orne, a network of roads and railways radiates over northern Normandy. Caen thus far is the only point which has been named by headquarters as the scene of fighting, although Allied penetrations as deep as 13 miles have been announced. And that's the latest invasion news. And continuing now NBC's all-night service to its listeners, we take you to San Francisco.
Of music Pancho's famous for Coast to Coast. Featuring Antonio, it's the bolero Taboo. Thank you.
Alma de la África lejana, llena mi pecho de candela. Y el pobre pongo hijo de esclavo y añora siempre las palmeras, las palmas del primitiva de Dios, misteriosos y de piedra. Pipa, Django y Obata la bacha, oye Maya, Pipa, Django. Yo basta la bacha, oye Maya, tabú, tabú, tabú.
From the mural room of world-famous Hotel St. Francis in San Francisco, NBC is sending you the distinctive dance rhythms of Pancho and his orchestra. Now the dance continues as lovely Mary Lane sings, "Someday I'll Meet You Again."
that you say you are. You have my heart, and my heart, one desire, will meet
going to play the well-known huaracho for you, for which he's noted all over the country. This one's titled Olla el Carbonero. Brief reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that from San Francisco's St. Francis Hotel, NBC is broadcasting the dance rhythms of Pancho and his orchestra. And now the dance continues again, and the orchestra plays one of Frank Lesser's latest and best, Someday I'll Meet You Again.
Thank you.
it was a Frank Lesser tune, but as you undoubtedly recognize, the title was Spring. We'll be a little late this year. Now we're going to have a Cole Porter tune featuring Poncho's music and lovely Mary Lane to sing, I Love You. Show, Pancho plays that lively Brazilian march, La Jardineira.
Thank you.
come to the end of this memorable evening's entertainment, presenting the music of Pancho and his orchestra. Playing here in the beautifully appointed mural room of world-famous Hotel St. Francis, overlooking historic Union Square in San Francisco. Pancho presents the songs of lovely Mary Lane and of Antonio with his bongo drums. Now it's time to say hasta luego from San Francisco. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The day of reckoning is here, the most crucial time in the history of the world. NBC will interrupt any and all programs to bring you the latest invasion bulletins. Stay tuned to WEIF.
This is Don Goddard in the NBC newsroom in New York. There's the full light of another day over the beaches of northern France at this hour. It's 9 o'clock in the morning over there, and that light discloses great activity throughout the whole area of Normandy that is now in Allied hands. For today comes the second phase of our invasion of Western Europe. By this time, there should be sharp and savage fighting. That is, if the Germans have launched those counterattacks they've been boasting about and denying all night long. And on the beaches themselves, beside the channel, whipped by the strong winds that followed our landings yesterday, and under the protective barrage balloons overhead and the jeeps and the bulldozers and trucks scurry down there on the beaches, and landing barges and supply ships scrape along the sands constantly, bringing in an endless supply of the sinews of war, strengthening with every moment that passes the strength of our forces now dug in on the soil of France. That bad weather that the commanders feared yesterday, that they worried about last night, apparently has not developed in enough strength to stop our movement of supplies, nor to stop the flights of our fighter and bomber planes overhead. For overhead there is the ceaseless drone of planes. They swing far inland to support some company of paratroopers or an advance patrol of scouts flushing Nazis on the bridgehead. 100% effective, so our military and naval authorities said when the day ended in the darkness of last night. And that was about the last official word we've had to go on as this new day brightens. The map of invasion is still based on the information we had yesterday. We still hold that crescent-shaped piece of land that swings from Cherbourg around the mouth of the River Seine to Le Havre. We are fighting on the promontory of the Norman Peninsula to the west, and we may have made further landings to the east. Possibly some of our paratroopers have gone inland as far as 41 miles. We have no official word on that as yet. And this lack of news, official news that is, for there's no lack of prattle that passes for news from the Nazi-controlled radio, is not necessarily alarming today. For we still have the assurances of our leaders that all is going better than expected. President Roosevelt said that satisfactory progress was being made, you remember. But the optimism of the first day, the optimism of yesterday, the satisfaction of yesterday, now is tempered. Now that the first phase of the invasion has passed. For now, as the second phase approaches, the repulsion of counterblows, the further securing of the positions we now hold, we face the task that lies ahead, the task that lies ahead of those men around the mouth of the River Seine. There will be other landings all along the coast, of course, probably as soon as the Germans have launched their attacks in the Seine head, as soon as some of their strength has been drawn to that focal point. But the news, Allied official news, will start rolling very soon again. Prime Minister Churchill has announced his intention of making a regular daily report to the House of Commons. And the morning should produce communique number 8 from General Eisenhower. And we will have more and more of the eyewitness stories from men who are coming back to England and other reporters who are now filing their copy and making their broadcast records right on the beaches of France. And, of course, the German radio will continue to put out feelers and statements intended to confuse us, and Tokyo will continue to amuse us. Meanwhile, we have a few late dispatches. The British report, which was monitored by NBC here this morning, said that invasion troops north of Caen have pushed their way inland to a depth of 13 miles at one point. And we have a story here, a very odd story from Stockholm. It says a Copenhagen dispatch of the German-controlled STB agency said today that German naval authorities admit they are considering the possibility of a Russian invasion of Denmark. A Russian invasion of Denmark down the Baltic Sea. and Moscow's midnight bulletin gives indications that the Germans are weakening in their 8-day battle near Yassi, and that the Russians are ever nearer to their own new offensive, the offensive which was to be timed with our landings in Western Europe. And this is Don Goddard speaking from the NBC newsroom in New York.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.